Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Talking about other drama, the queen of drama, the drama queen herself, Greta Thunberg is, I don't know where she is right now, probably going through LL security, but either way, what a ridiculous spectacle this has been. Let's chat to Major Andrew Fox about it. He's a former British Army officer. He's been quite vocal on this. A very good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you.
In a way, it's actually quite funny. It's a bit of light relief, isn't it?
That was my main takeaway, actually. It's been a fairly grim 20 months for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of lows with not very many highs, and this has just given us an opportunity to laugh at someone who is completely unaware that we're laughing at her.
Which we should feel bad about, but I really don't.
No, actually, I mean self-aware. She genuinely thinks she's doing something impressive and good and worthwhile, when in fact it's been a complete waste of time for literally every person involved.
Absolutely. And the fact that she refused to watch the October 7th footage that Israel was wanted them to see, what do you make of that?
I mean, it's the ultimate cowardice, isn't it? I mean, she's claiming to take a strong moral stand, but it's just proven, and her gang of fairly wretched campaigners, some pretty extremist people in there, have just demonstrated that they don't have the moral courage of their convictions. You know, if you're going to back one side, then you should be aware and open, looking at the flaws and faults of the side you've backed, and they wouldn't even consider looking at it. So, I mean, it's something they should have watched. It's something that would have perhaps changed their perspective slightly, but they weren't even prepared to do that. So drunk on their own self-righteousness, are they?
So in terms of the global response, what's it been like in the UK? How has this been covered? Is she seen as some form of a hero? Is she seen as the idiot that she is? How's this been perceived?
I mean, it really depends which newspaper you read. You know, the left tend to very much enjoy a bit of performative virtue signalling, and the right are sort of on the kind of contemptuous side, shall we say. But I think more interestingly is you know, you would think, why would they do this? And it's about, I would suggest, more the global south than anything. I suspect it's more about trying to yet again trick the Israelis into doing a misstep. You know, if anyone had been hurt during this process, that would have been catastrophic in terms of headlines for Israel.
But only too wonderful for the detractors.
Yeah. You know, as it is, I think the Israelis have played an absolute blinder. Mm. So hopefully when, you know, Greta and her team land in there, wherever they end up, you know, the stuff they're going to say about how monstrous the IDF are is going to be, they gave me a sandwich and they tried to make me watch a film, and when I said no, they stopped. I mean, that if Israel's got any sense at all, that's the line they'll take on this one. They give them kid gloves from start to finish, so there's nothing at all to bash them with.
Yeah, that would be the approach. Would you have done anything different if you were planning the Israel operation?
I don't think so. I mean, I had a kind of chat on Twitter with people the other night where I was like, well, what if they just let them go into Gaza? And I think the issue there is that you lose all control of variables. You lose any control over what actually happens. You also encourage other people to follow in their footsteps. So I think intercepting the ship was the right thing to do. And as long as, like I said, as long as they treat them with kid gloves and make sure that there's nothing they can criticise Israel for when they get home, then it's been a relatively successful op. And obviously they've done a great PR job with the sandwich picture and silly hat.
No, that was lovely.
And all that.
What about the international waters and the legality of it? I've seen people making that allegation that Israel breached international law once again. I mean, it's standard, but I don't know if it's real or not.
I mean, look, I was an ex-soldier. We barely even had enough water to wash with, never mind float around on. So I'm not really an expert in that space. But what I would recommend is that you look at Professor Brian Cox on X, as I know he's done a very extensive critique of the law surrounding this. So I would point everyone in Brian's direction because he's fantastic.
Okay, that's good because I don't follow him. So that is really great. Professor of Particle Physics at University of Manchester. That one.
No, Brian L. Cox, American, former soldier and legal professor.
Okay, because that one was
very lucky.
I was just going to say he has all the makings of a lefty. Either way, not that we judge. Okay, maybe we do. Either way, that is where we do need to leave it. Thank you as always for making yourself available to chat to us, Major Andrew Fox. He's a former British Army officer talking to us about Greta Thunberg's visit to Israel.